The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Feliz Navidad!
That's Bill Shatner. That's our friend William Shatner. That's the William Shatner Christmas album. And the boys love it. I love it. You will love it, too. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Fired up this morning. We have Commissioner Bernard Kerik coming up. You just saw him all over Fox and Friends with Steve and Brian and Ainsley. And the commissioner was on. The commissioner's son went in and apparently went into this kosher deli and took out these two killers. So Commissioner Bernard Kerik will join us in about just about 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes, to tell us exactly what happened in Jersey City yesterday. He went to the hospital. He was at the hospital last night, and Bernie will join us. And I'll tell you, I know he's a proud pop of his. He's got a beautiful son who, but I'm going to let you tell, I'm going to let Bernie tell you about that. I don't want to break any confidences, but he is in law enforcement. His son's in law enforcement, doing a stellar job, and was a hero last night in this, because it incenses me that in Jersey City, New Jersey, you have a war zone. I don't know why it keeps happening. Why does it keep happening? You know me. I got to find out why, and how do we fix it? How do we fix it? I'm telling you what's happening in Washington. I see the fiasco with the with this quote-unquote impeachment inquiry, and it's a joke, and it's an embarrassment. I mean, people are telling, there's a guy next to Gerald Nadler. Did you see that video? There's somebody next to Gerald Nadler telling him when to do the gavel. You got to do the gavel. Jerry, you got to do the gavel. What? I mean, it's like a game. You know, it's prepared and rehearsed game where they use the same catchphrases over again, impeachment. And remember it's quid pro quo, and then it was obstruction of justice. They can't even get obstruction of justice. Now it's obstruction of Congress. What is that? What does that mean? Is that impeachable? It's an embarrassment. Yet it keeps going on and on. And the solution to that is don't vote those people in. And if for example, they're so anti-Semitic in the Democratic Party now, there's this anti-Semitic rise, this rude and hateful anti-Semitic, anti-Israel feel in the Democratic Party. So I would just respectfully submit, if you're of the Jewish faith, don't vote Democrat anymore. How many? I mean, my Jewish friends in New York. No, well, they're gonna vote. I'm gonna vote. You just vote Democrat. This is what you get. You get this fiasco down there in Washington. Now, time to vote them all out. Do a revolt vote. You got to change the House. I'm telling you. I voted for Ronald Reagan, by the way, when I was a Democrat. I was a blue dog Democrat. And I voted for Ronald Reagan twice, man. I said, all right, this is the guy. I knew what was right, what was wrong, and vote for Dukakis. Yeah, I don't think so. You know, and I vote for Ronald Reagan. So you got to do what's right. You can't just vote party line, because you'll keep getting this. And so the problem is in Jersey City, too, and I think they don't. When you demean law enforcement and you allow on a national stage police officers depicted in derogatory terms, you demean and you lessen the emphasis that law enforcement has in our society, which is law and order. You take that away. You demean it. You lessen the credibility of a police officer. And when you throw water on the police officer, you know, and or you say bad things about them, you need law and order. Otherwise, you're going to have this in Jersey City. And this is my fear. You keep voting these people in, and they're going to not have consequences. They're going to badmouth the police. They're going to say you're racist. They're going to call you and I and the police racist. You and I, and you cut. You ever get that where they make the accusations, and you hear a Democratic in the Democratic debates for president? Ah, the police are racist. Oh, anybody who's white is racist. You go like what are you telling me? What I am, how I am? And they will tell you this. Time to vote them all out. I'm telling you. And that's what, and I'll tell you what, objectively speaking, you know, oh, Joe's a Trump guy. Hey, did you see him at the Donald Trump Christmas thing they had? Didn't they have a Christmas? They invited everybody for the Christmas. What was the Christmas party at the White House, correct?
I don't know. I didn't know about it until you mentioned it to me.
Well, I saw pictures. Excuse me, Frank. Did you see an invitation to me? Did I get an invitation?
I didn't, but a lot of times you're not up to date on your mail.
That's true. Remember the accusatory Tony had that he wasn't invited to the Italian American thing, and it turned out it was in his one of his folders.
I got a phone call. Yeah. I got a phone call from Andrew Giuliani doing a great job at the White House, and he said, "Joe, we'd like you to come down." He told me that a year ago, so I knew that was going to happen, and it was great. But yeah, but
I was told by the White House morbidly obese people not invited.
Morbidly obese day,
yes.
And they're going to invite you down.
I said, "Listen, fatty. We don't need you here eating all the White House food." Because I'm sure the president had a big spread of fast food that I probably would have shoved in my mouth like a champion.
And they would roll you down the South Lawn, not the East.
That's right. It's not Easter. Wait a second now.
I'm so sorry.
Am I going to sit around until Easter? All right. Roll him. Watch out, kids. Comes a morbidly obese guy. You all right there?
So
everything all right?
Oh, that is so big.
Okay, well,
so
it's big. True, though. I'm morbidly obese, so, you know.
Like everybody, huge. He's huge.
He's huge.
Oh, my Lord. You know.
I want to be introduced that way from now on. Huge.
Huge? No, Al, you're not.
I am.
Stop it. Stop it.
I am.
Thank God you're healthy.
Even that girl at the gym last night, she kind of said, you're huge.
But I like huge guys, she said to you, right, Al?
My wife would have punched me right in the back of the head.
Yeah. So, but honestly, oh, my gosh, you got to lighten up a little bit. You got to, because this is crazy what's happening now. We'll talk to Bernie Kerik exactly what happened in Jersey City, but very, very unsettling. And the good news is the USMCA did pass. But how disingenuous was that? You saw everybody down there. So Adam Schiff, you know, can you make it up? And I'm so glad that you're listening, because I feel sometimes when I open the microphone up and we chat, you know, that we're the only ones that are making sense. Do you ever feel that way? You ever feel that way? Hey, let me just go to our little oasis, right? Our little oasis on AM 970, right? And believe me, I understand the criticisms, and I'm objective. I understand that, you know. I'm not. I just think the crazy right and the crazy left are the ones who are indeed crazy. But I mean, I'm watching this stuff happening, and I see Schiff up there. And you can barely look over the podium, forgive me. And then you say, that's a rude comment, I apologize. But then you see Schiff and Nadler, and then they're talking about impeachment. They got the American flag and the House flag behind them. And they talk about impeachment, and it's serious, and they're solemn. They use the word solemn over and over again, man. And they're up there, and you and I are going, what is this fiasco, this game that they're playing, this staged coup that we see right through? And they do it. Then they take a beat. Then they go. Then they have another press conference with Nancy Pelosi, and they're gonna sign the USMCA. How childish and bratty is that? Do they not? What the Democrats have done? Do they not remind you of the really, you know, the pseudo intellectuals in our lives? Don't they remind you of the ones who thought they were smarter than us in school? The ones when you see in the industry, in the entertainment industry, they're snarky and they're smug and they think they know everything. And they're pseudo-intellectual and they think that we are just deplorable. We are just terrible. Those of us who are regular, hard-working, God-fearing, church-going, tax-paying Americans, right? They hate us. They hate us, right? And we're just like street folks who just want to do the right thing, and they think we're dumb. Then they go and say, now we're going to sign the USMCA. That was so weird. It's very interesting time. Thank
Every
God.
Every time you say USMCA, I want to sing YMCA.
That'd be good. That's actually not a bad idea. Hey, so this officials are identifying the officer killed in a shooting incident in Jersey City that left 6 people dead. Mayor Stephen Fulop is confirming that Detective Joseph Seals, a 15-year veteran of the force and father of 5, he died on Tuesday. And I told you this before when, when I lost, my father got shot and he made it. God, thank God he made it, right? My dad. But he got shot as a kid. I was 10 years old. And all I keep thinking about is what these kids have to go through, what these kids are going through, what the kids of Detective Seals are going through. Here, it's Christmas time. 15 years he puts on. He's a guy, and you're going to hear Bernie Kirk talk about it. And now these creeps, these killers, They killed this police officer in cold blood, Detective Joseph Seals. May his soul rest in peace, and our hearts go out to the Seals family and certainly the family of the Jersey City Police Department. A big shout out to the New Jersey State Troopers for coming in, and the Newark Police Department for coming in, and you're telling me, Al Gattulo, that the governor actually thanked President Trump.
In a tweet a few minutes ago, the governor thanked the president for the fast response of the FBI and the ATF. And that, they'll continue to work with the federal government, providing them information. Mayor Steve Fulop, however, has been told by the Attorney General of New Jersey to stop tweeting about stuff about the case. It's now being investigated by the New Jersey Attorney General. So probably won't hear much from the mayor about the case anymore.
What did Steve Fulop say?
The mayor, he was basically told by the Attorney General to stop relating details of the case, that they're still investigating it. So, you know.
I
mean, I can give you, he said that many have asked for more information on the individuals involved legally. That additional information on the background of all involved will need to come from the Attorney General's office.
He wasn't told not to say anything. He's just deferring to the appropriate authority.
But you don't think that Gerber Graywall probably picked up the phone and called him, or the governor himself called and said, hey,
I know.
Well, the question is this. Was it a terrorist attack? I mean, they were dressed in black, these killers. They had long guns. They had automatic weapons. They were armed to the teeth. And this isn't a gun issue, because no matter what gun laws you have, I mean, look at Chicago, strictest gun laws in the country, and there's shootings and murders there every single night. And these people are going to get guns no matter what, they're going to get guns. But now it ends up at a kosher supermarket, and they're saying, Steve Fulop, the mayor of Jersey City, said this is an anti-Semitic attack. But Frankie, help me out here. So if Detective Seals is killed in the cemetery, over there, that cemetery, the Bayview Cemetery, then they go to the kosher supermarket. Was it random, or was it indeed a concerted attack?
Well, Mayor Fulop says that it appears that these victims were targeted.
Well, we'll find out, I guess. And Bernie Kerik will break it all down, but let's see exactly what's happening. But it's still unfolding. Facts are still coming in, and our hearts go out to the, it's a great city. Jersey City's a great, great city. And our hearts go out to the Jersey City Police Department, and specifically to the family of Detective Joseph Seals. We thank him and his family for the service, and feeling for his 5 children. Debbie, it's a tough time, tough morning, in Jersey.
Yes.
Bernie Kerik's going to jump on, and he has all the inside information on this war zone situation in Jersey City, New Jersey. And Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads, traffic-wise, on AM 970, The Answer. And thank you for that, Debbie Duhame.
You're welcome, Joe. And it looks like we still see this closure on Martin Luther King Drive in Jersey City out by Bayview Avenue with that ongoing investigation getting out toward the Greenville section of Jersey City. Problems right now on 80 eastbound as you head out toward exit 28 into Roxbury. A jackknifed tractor trailer. It's been out there all morning. Then on 80 east at 52 in Fairfield, a collision. 4 eastbound, Englewood into Fort Lee, closed with a broken water main. Traffic is still a problem for you on the Bronx Bronx River Parkway South in the 230s with an accident cleared. Alternate side parking suspended for snow operations. Metered rules in effect. It is a gridlock alert day. Southbound Harlem River Drive heavy through the 130s with a collision cleared. Over at the RFK Bridge, we're getting reports of an accident city bound. So watch for that as well. Northern State West at Shelter Rock Road, a spin out there. And over on Sunrise Highway East at Brookhaven Hospital Road, accident pushed off to the shoulder. Newburgh Beacon Bridge speeds down to 35 as well. Tappan Zee Bridge speeds at 35 as well. Snow ending today around 9 this morning. High today of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. We had a great time with Marilyn and Peter Pianelli in the studio. You know, they have headlight harness. Ah, oh, love the headlight harness. You know, I keep it in my car, by the way. I keep it in the car because it's state law in New Jersey that you have to secure your pet. So I love the headlight harness because it has a bright LED light integrated right into the chest. You saw it on the video. You could podcast yesterday's show and go to YouTube and see it. This is great. And you could personalize. This is such a perfect Christmas gift. Hanukkah gift. Come on. Headline Harness. You go to headlineharness.com. You use the promo code AM970. 20% off of any product on the site. And again, what I love about it and why I wanted Marilyn and Peter in the studio yesterday, because it's such a great story. They're a beautiful, wonderful, warm New Jersey couple. Young couple, right? They come up with this idea. It's just jumping off the shelves or off the internet, whatever you want to do. Headlightharness.com. It comes in a variety of colors. It fits comfortably on your pet, right? It's not a choke collar. It comes in any size for any dog. Otis is 115 pounds, man. He's a big Bernese boy, you know? And it slips easily on us. I told you, when I put the headlight harness on Otis, what did he do? He laid down and went back to sleep. It was just like that. Come on. And yet he's got that light is great because whether I'm in the city, I'm in the country, you could see the pet. It's also the light is great for scaring away any animals out in the country, right? And now don't forget you have to secure your pet when in the car. So I keep the headlight harness right in my car. I invite you to go to headlightharness.com. Headlightharness.com. The promo code is AM970. Boom! 20% off of any product on the site. You can also call 800-597-0181. 800-597-0181. 0181. The promo code is AM970, headlightharness.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I giftbaskets.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Joe on the radio. It's Red Kettle time, Al. Albert, thank you. You know, will you go to team970.org, please? Team970.org. Now is the time. We got to get this. I want to get this going. Salvation Army. We're going to help those, you know, we help those in need, man, during Christmas time. you know, and everything's great, and you hear all the good news, but I keep telling you, there's people, and I see them in the at-risk communities, you know, and I work with the Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, and you see some folks that are challenged, whether they're working, whether they go into situations that they didn't really plan to be in, and they need some help. The Salvation Army steps up. And when you hear Mike Lindell, our buddy, talking about Salvation Army helping drug addiction like that, you know, they're there for it. We have a chance to help. You have a chance to help. So on your Christmas list, this is what you have to do, if you would. You got to put team970.org. And if you'd like, think of it like buying a present for somebody. You're going to buy a present? You can buy a present for your fellow citizen in the United States of America. And you know where else? In your community. Because that's where 84 cents of every dollar from the Salvation Army goes bang right into the community. So let's put it on the Christmas list. Team970.org. Think of it as you're buying a present for your brother-in-law, sister-in-law, whatever you're doing, you're going to get a present for the good folks that need help, that need shelter, that need food, that need gifts under the tree this Christmas. Team970.org. Whether you give a little, you give a lot, every single dollar does a world of good in your community. Please help us out. Give us the bell there, if you would, Albert. It's Team970.org.
Thank you. Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 826 right now. We asked, with respect, Commissioner Bernard Couric to join us. He was right in the thick of it last night with his son in Jersey City. Bernie, you know, is former commissioner of the NYPD, 9/11 hero, a friend of the show, personal friend. Bernie, you know, God bless and bravo for all that you and your son did last night. But we ask you to give a breakdown of what happened. Just a horrendous situation in Jersey City, New Jersey, my friend.
Well, listen, Joe, let's be clear. I didn't do anything except respond to the hospital to make sure my son was okay. But he's a Newark detective, him and Jersey City Police Detectives John Antman and Joseph Solomon responded to the shooting, saw these two guys, the suspects, in the doorway of this location, and they were in the... My son and the two detectives were in the back of a Bearcat being driven by Jersey City Police Officer Jimmy Frattini. They rammed the front of the building, the door where these guys were. And when the suspects came up and opened fire, Joe, Antman, and Solomon all returned fire, killing both of them. Unfortunately, before this happened, Detective Joseph Seals from Jersey City PD had been shot and killed. And I have to tell you, Joe, being at the hospital last night, I met dozens of cops from Jersey City that talked about Seals and his reputation for taking guns off the streets, for taking care of the community, for his courage, for his dedication, this is a 40-year-old cop that lost his life. He has five small kids. Just a really, really a good cop, great father. It's just a tragic night. Fortunately, these two guys are dead. The suspects are dead. Jersey City PD and the FBI are still trying to figure out exactly who they were, what happened. But I have to give a lot of credit to the men and women of the Jersey Police, the Jersey City PD, the surrounding towns that responded, and I'm extremely proud of my son and the two detectives that were with him that shot and killed these guys.
You know, I know your son, and he is a stellar young man, and I know how proud you are of him, but tell us your feeling. I mean, we feel for the Seals family, and our hearts go out to the Seals family and their children and to the Jersey City Police Department, but here you are, Bernie. You know, you're at your house, all of a sudden you're here in the middle of the day. There's a war zone in Jersey City. Did you know that your boy was on his way over from Newark to get into the fray?
I did not know initially. We've had a policy. You know, he's been on the Newark SWAT team for about 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, yeah.
We've always had a policy within the family that, you know, when you get activated, and the Newark SWAT team gets activated a hell of a lot. Our policy is when you get activated, you just shoot me a text, let me know you're on the way. he sent me a text. We're heading to Jersey City. A cop's been shot. And that's the last I heard until I got a call from the director of the director, Anthony Ambrose, called me and told me that Joe had been involved, and it looks like he killed these guys. And, you know, the next thing I knew, you know, that was it. You know, then I got the rest.
And you went to the hospital, and everything was right. Hey, but Bernie, though, in a law enforcement sense, so your son works with Newark, was it like a APB kind of thing when this was so big? Because I know the New Jersey State Troopers, Pat Callahan's group, came in as well, yes?
Well, listen, they have a regional response for something like this. Jersey City called all hands on deck. These guys were loaded for bear, evidently. They surrounded the area. Joe works in a federal task force based out of Newark, and the two guys that he was with are partners in his team in the federal task force, these two detectives, Solomon and Antman. So when they heard the shots fired call and that a cop had been shot and was down, they took off. They were there within about 6 minutes, jumped in the back of this Bearcat, an armored vehicle, wound up on the block where the suspects were, and then rushed the building, slammed into the building, really, where the door opening. And when the guys come up in the door, Joe and John and Joseph opened fire, and they killed them.
Yeah, goodness. Was this Bernie? I know this is conjecture, so please, if you're listening, this I'm just asking Commissioner Kirk a question. Was there any connection to Islamic terrorism here? Do you know, Bernie?
I think it's too early to speculate, Joe. I know the mayor said last night, Mayor Phillips said that it looks like they were targeting this kosher market grocery store. I don't know the details. I'll leave that up to Jersey City and the FBI, but by the end of today, they'll have a much better grasp on what the suspects were up to, what they were doing, who they are. They'll be looking into their background. And once again, Joe, I want to give the men and women of the Jersey City PD an enormous amount of credit. To the SEALs family, my heart and prayers go out to them. And I urge your listeners, Joe, I urge them to reach out to the Jersey City PBA or to the organization Brothers Before Others. This kid was a member of that group. Reach out to them and see what you could do for this family. This guy had five young kids. These kids are going to have to go to school, college, without a father. And this is 2 weeks before Christmas, man. It's just like, it's a really, really bad time for this family.
Bernie, and feeling for the other victims, too. We don't know the identity of the other victims, correct, Commissioner?
Not at this point. I'm sure the families are being notified. That's a tragedy in itself. That's another piece of this. I think there's three other victims that were in that market that died as well.
And I know that Frank Siller, who listens to this program, the Tunnel to Towers organization, will be reaching out to the SEAL family as well. I just know Frank is putting that front and center as we speak. But, Commissioner Kirk, why does this happen? Bernie, look where we are. Is it the loosening of the criminal, the situation that Bill Bratton always talks about, how you can't let these guys out? I mean, I don't want to make – it's so easy to do, to conjecture here, easy to blame.
No, I think it's too early to tell, what this was about. Right. Initially everybody said yesterday this was a drug deal gone bad. That is definitely not the case at this point. I think there's two different events that were going on.
Yeah.
But like I said, Jersey City and the FBI will, I'm confident they're going to figure it out. They'll identify these people, who they were, what their intent was, what their real motive was. I'm just glad that Joe and Antman and Solomon Fratini, I'm glad they were there in the door front and took these guys out, because I think a lot of other people would have died had they not killed them.
Absolutely. And our love to you and your son and to those there. Did the NYPD respond as well, Bernie? Do you know?
Everybody responded, Joe. When you have a cop shot and killed like this, the whole world. It was ironic. I was pulling up to the Jersey City Medical Center, and I was actually following NYPD Emergency Service and Counterterrorism units that were pulling in front of me. you know, on this side of the water. So the response was tremendous. I give a lot of credit to these guys, the men and women out there in law enforcement today. This is what they do day in and day out. And if I could touch on one thing, Joe, Mayor Fulop from Jersey City last night, they so often go underappreciated that there are no truer words than that. But last night was a demonstration of the courage, the dedication, the heroism, you know, that the men and women go out there and do every day.
All right. Bernie, we appreciate it. But before we let you go, Commissioner, as this investigation unfolds in Jersey City, what happens next, sir?
Well, they're going to identify these people, who they were, where they're from, look to see if there were any accomplices, you know, and if there was anybody else involved, try to make sure they're held accountable. But right now, I think the big focus, besides the investigation, is to take care of the Seals family, the widow, the kids. Look out for the family, make sure they're taken care of, and they get through this the best they can.
Commissioner, our love to you and to your son. Thank you for your service, Bernie,
thank
to
you.
New York, and to your boy as well. We love you, man, and thank you so much. Godspeed. As Commissioner Bernard Couric, yes, sir, former commissioner of the NYPD, and his son, who's just a great kid. I've had the privilege of meeting Bernie's son. He working in the great city of Newark, and they stepped up and they stopped what could have really been even worse than it is, the situation in Jersey City. So we applaud the Jersey City Police, the Newark Police, the NYPD, the New Jersey State Troopers, and all who responded. Our hearts go out to the Seal family, Detective Seal's family, and to those victims yet to be identified. Our hearts go out to all those victims in this horrible, horrible day in Jersey City, New Jersey. 836 with Joe on the radio. John Iannarelli is a retired FBI special agent, author, and consultant, and we will be talking about the Inspector General report with John. Colonel Douglas McGregor on the show, Michael Goodwin on the show, and Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal. And you always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al standing by with the headline news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD stepping up patrols around synagogues and other Jewish buildings in New York City. This comes following news that Tuesday shootout that left three innocent bystanders dead at a kosher store in Jersey City may have been a targeted attack. Detective Joseph Seals, a 15-year veteran of the Jersey City Police Force, father of five, also died yesterday after being shot at the Bayview Cemetery by two suspects who then exchanged gunfire for hours with police at the supermarket. NYPD says the move is out of an abundance of caution, and there haven't been any specific threats. The MTA announcing another milestone today for its new Tap and Go fare payment system. The biggest new stop to get the swipe-free fares will be Penn Station. With the Omni system, riders can pay their subway fare with a contactless credit card or mobile phone wallet instead of swiping a MetroCard. At least 48 more subway stations are being added this month before a full rollout of the new system set for next fall. In sports, Yankees signing free agent pitcher Gerrit Cole to a record deal. Cole will be getting $324 million over 9 years. That works out to about $4,100 an hour for the next 9 years. The Knicks are now losers of 10 straight as the Portland Trailblazers beat them last night 115-87. Kings over the Rangers in Los Angeles 3-1. The Devils fall to Dallas 2-0 in Texas, while in college hoops, St. John's beat Brown 82-71. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the Deegan north of the Cross Bronx accident, taking two lanes, delays back by the stadium, alternate side parking suspended, metered rules in effect. It's a gridlock alert day today as well. 15 to 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Earlier problems at the RFK Bridge cleared. Northern State West at Shelter Rock Road, an accident there. Sunrise Highway East at Brookhaven Hospital Road, accident on the shoulder. Watch for slowdowns on 78 West, exit 49, accident in the local lanes getting out through Springfield. 80 East is still messy out by exit 28 in Roxbury with a jackknifed tractor trailer. Then on 80 East, exit 52, an accident. 4 eastbound still closed. Englewood into Fort Lee with a broken water main there. Speeds down to 35 at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Snow ending this morning. High today of 37. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you probably heard me tell you about this great Christmas gift idea for, I was going to say your conservative loved ones, but this is great for liberal friends too. There are two limited editions of the 1 ounce pure silver Trump coins in circulation. The original Donald Trump Freedom coin and the second edition Commander-in-Chief coin this Christmas. Hey, why not order both editions of this rare collector's coin at once? Noble Gold introduces the re-election collection. They tell me that there is just enough inventory remaining and just enough time before Christmas for you to receive this limited time offer. If you don't act on this discount right now, the combo is going to sell out. You know that. Here's an extra incentive. If you use the promo code Piscopo2020 to save $20 on ordering your own re-election collection. This is an extra incentive. Use the promo code Piscopo2020, and you save $20 on your order, okay? Start investing in precious metals in the most fun and patriotic way by owning both versions of Noble Gold's famous Trump coins. Go online to TrumpCoin2020.com, TrumpCoin2020.com, then enter the promo code Piscopo2020 so that this beautiful re-election collection offer doesn't pass you by. TrumpCoin2020.com. Code is Piscopo2020.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters, rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, you heard me tell you about Paring and Sons of Franklin Lakes. Four generations, almost 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry and watches. Well, you know what? You hear me tell you this every morning now. Glenn and Maria decided to retire after 98 years. Paring and Sons going out of business. And we wish Glenn and Maria and the Paring family all the best and thank them for being such great community-minded people, you know, right there in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, you know, starting in Clifton, going out to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, where they are now. Now they must liquidate everything store-wide. Everything at Paring and Sons has been discounted up to 70%. You know, they've always been known for superior quality at Paring and Sons. You hear me tell you every day about it, right? The watches, the jewelry, the stones, the diamonds. When you buy a diamond, right? You want to buy a diamond. You want a good diamond. You don't know where to go. You go to Glenn. You go to Maria, Debbie, Katie. You go to the Paring family. Now, this week, you can buy those diamonds, those watches, that jewelry that I've been telling you about for years now with 70% off, up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Paring and Sons going out of business sale. Great for the holidays. You know, wishing Glenn and Maria the very, very best. Paring and Sons, it's right there, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Why Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 844. A couple corrections. We're going to go to John Iannarelli in just a second. What did I say? I said, I didn't vote for Dukakis, went up against Ronald Reagan. It was, of course, Mondale and Carter against Ronald Reagan. Just wanted to tell you. But I was just being dramatic using how could anybody vote for Dukakis. Because even as a Democrat back then, I don't believe that I did. But we have the victims, and we do have the victims' name, and we've had them for this horrific shooting in Jersey City. Aside from Detective Seals, Rabbi Shlomi Friedman, Mrs. Shava Gold, and Mrs. Leah Ferenz, may their souls rest in peace. They died in that kosher deli in Jersey City, New Jersey. John Iannarelli is a retired FBI special agent, author, and consultant. Thanks for your service to the FBI. Thanks for joining us this morning, my friend. Tough morning for us, especially for those in Jersey after that whole war zone, John. You ever see something like that in the middle of the day, sir, huh?
You know, as a former New Jerseyan, it's crazy, and it certainly hits home. It's some of the awful things that go on. And you know, when people take law enforcement for granted, it's good to remember that these are guys that ran towards the fire yesterday, not away from it, and that they're ultimately there to protect us.
Well said. Well said. Hey, so John, what was your take on this Inspector General report, sir?
Well, it'll be really interesting to hear what he has today. When you look at the report, and of course, all the news stations are saying, well, there was no collusion, et cetera, I think they're missing a lot of the points. You know, first of all, the report clearly states there are 17 separate issues of essentially malfeasance in the way the FISA application was handled, the investigation of President Trump personnel. There's a lot of things that have to be fixed. As a matter of fact, the director of the FBI, Chris Wray, just yesterday put out a memo bureau-wide to every single employee advising them of some of the changes that are going to be forthcoming and what we have to do to direct the ship and set it straight.
Wow. And, you know, as a former FBI special agent, and by the way, I so appreciate the rank and file. I go out and I speak. I think we might have chatted before about it. I'll go to the field offices in Philadelphia, Newark, and in New York, and we'll speak to the undercover folks, people that we don't know half of what the FBI does. So I just don't want to say anything bad about the FBI, because the rank and file is stellar, and we appreciate their service as we appreciate yours. But what do you make of the Attorney General's criticism of this report?
Well, I think the Attorney General hit the nail on the head. And first of all, thanks for the appreciation. And
yes, sir.
You're absolutely
yes,
right. The great news from this report is that the rank and file of the FBI, as suspected, are wonderful. They're doing their job. The men and women every day are going out there to protect the U.S. citizens. The report very specifically, along with the IG, points out there were several people, not the bureau-wide, but several people, none of whom are with the bureau anymore because they've either been terminated or forced to resign, that were doing things that with perhaps nefarious intent, but nevertheless not following the rules. And that's what has to be corrected. We have to make sure checks and balances are in place to prevent anybody from deviating from the rules. And I'll tell you, Joe, when I was an agent, you wouldn't even consider deviating from the rules. Why?
Yeah.
Because you joined the FBI for the right reason. And that's what the men and women are like today. You want to help and protect people. But now we're going to put a few things in place to make sure that if somebody decides to stray, it can't happen.
I know. And thanks for bringing that up. You know, like just yesterday, you know, all the criticism of the FBI. I made sure I wore my pin that I proudly received from one of the FBI special agents in charge. I put it on my lapel. Joe, what is that pin on you? I said, it's for the FBI, man. I said, and for the work that they do. So we always do appreciate that. But yeah, should we, those of us who support the president, be concerned that Horowitz was indeed appointed by President Obama?
Well, you can't control those things. The reality is that presidents come and go, and they get to make their appointments. But regardless, the report fortunately brings forth some very good specifics. One thing, for example, that has been made very clear in the report, and likewise by the FBI director yesterday, No more cases out of headquarters. It should have never happened. It's unprecedented and truly to ever run an investigation out of headquarters. Why Washington, D.C. field office is 10 blocks down the road with 1,000 agents trained to run investigations. You don't want the muckety-mucks up on the 7th floor FBI deciding how an investigation is going to be run. That's never going to happen again, and that's good news for the American people.
John Iannarelli, retired FBI special agent, author, and consultant. Before we let you go, sir, what do you expect from John Durham's report?
I think it's going to be much of the same. I think the reality is that the people that made mistakes, whether intentionally or not, in running this type of an investigation, they're gone, fortunately, and we don't have to worry about them. They're going to put some checks and balances in place. I think it's going to be a reiteration of what we've heard. And again, I can't emphasize enough, that's a good thing. We're talking about how great the FBI is as a whole. Some mistakes were made by a few. It's not the mission of the FBI to do things improperly. And that is checking and confirming the FBI is doing a good job overall. And the men and women have hearts and minds in the right place.
Well said, John Iannarelli. Thank you, John. Merry Christmas, man. Thank you for your service. Thanks for your service in the FBI, sir. And thanks for joining us this morning, always, on the show.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. John Iannarelli right there. Hey, it's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're breaking for Debbie Duhaime right now. Snow's letting up, but just be careful out there, please. Debbie's got the traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. It's a gridlock alert day here in town as well. Alternate sites suspended for ongoing snow operation. Metered rules in effect. Let's go out to the Deegan northbound at the Cross Bronx. It's an accident. Grand Central East at the Cross Island, a collision. 78 West, accident in the local lanes, out by exit 49. And 80 East, exit 28, a crash. Another one out by exit 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Debbie. 851 telling you about Capalbos. Did you order Capalbos yet? CapalbosOnline.com. CapalBos. CapalbosOnline.com. Just check it out. You're going to love it. You're going to love what you see. You want to call 800-252-6262. 800-252-6262. You know, I know Capalbos for years. You know, they've been around for 110 years. That's almost as long as I've been around, right? They've been in the tri-state area. And Capalbos is like the epitome of the gift basket. I'm telling you, you got these towers. You saw it on the podcast yesterday, right? When we streamed. If you want, you see the big tower that Capalbos sent us over. Oh my gosh, one thing after the next, the chocolate truffles and the caramel covered popcorn. And I'm telling you, they have wine, champagne, the fruit. Oh, spectacular, with the beautiful ribbon that it's wrapped in. What an impression. You want to make an impression, you send a Capalbos gift basket, please. And, you know, most of them have a 100% guarantee and come with free shipping. Free shipping. Everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Most of the baskets come with free shipping. Capalbos. This is a legendary family. I've known it since I was a kid. You got to send Capalbos. Go to CapalbosOnline.com. You're going to love it. CapalbosOnline.com. Don't forget to use my code, Joe970, which is great. I love when I use my code when I order something. It's kind of cool. Put in my own name, Joe970. You do that at checkout. You know what you say? Boom, 10% off your entire order. 800-252-6262. CapalbosOnline.com. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead. And I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horribly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for the decade. And it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arms, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
This weather brought to you by Best Damn Soup. Warm up your holidays with the gift of goodness. Order at bestdamnsoup.com.
Hey, so I'm here with Albert, and we want to help you beat the cold weather, snowy out there today, and give the best gift of the season, Al, right?
That's right, Joe. Everyone loves getting food gifts for the holidays, so we've got a special offer from our friends at Best Damn Soup. These are chef-crafted, home-style soups, so they eat like a delicious meal.
Coming at you.
That's next.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I have to tell you, I met Ed Covino, and let me tell you about the soups, first of all. Lobster bisque, delectable flakes of lobster folded into a rich sherry cream broth. How about that? Cowboy-style chili. I actually tasted that. I know you think I don't. I tasted that. Loaded with beef and tender pulled pork and that spicy Louisiana gumbo, Albert.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds scrumptious. And Best Damn Soups are never canned or dried. They're made fresh, they're quick frozen to give your loved ones that homemade experience they deserve this holiday. They're coming at you.
Well, you know, Ed Covino, great guy. His family live right in Long Island. The soups are made where? Are you ready for this? The Bronx, New York. They're made fresh in the Bronx, New York. When our sales guy, Greg, came over and said, Joe, meet Ed Covino. I said, hey, I'm always nice, happy to meet another Italian, you know. And so they ship coast to coast. I tried it. This soup is spectacular, and you'll love it too. Thank you, Al.
Warm up your holidays and give the gift of goodness. Order now, bestdamnsoup.com. That's BESDAMsoup.com. Use code Piscopo at checkout for 20% off plus free shipping. Bestdamnsoup.com. That's bestdamnsoup.com.
8:56 with Joey on the radio and Joe Lumberg out there at the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the one. So Frankie said you were a little upset with who was on Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Did you see that? Did you see that, Joe Lumberg?
I can't believe that. Are you kidding me?
It's the girl, the climate change gal, that young gal from that was like unbelievable. They did that. I mean, and as a weather guy, you know, just pushing it a little bit. We're all concerned about the environment, but this is a little crazy. Joey, weather wise, so the snow's done, and is it I worry about the temperatures and folks driving right now.
Yeah, and you should, because it's around the freezing mark right now. The good news is the last edge of the snow is moving through the city as we speak. It'll be gone shortly. The rest of the day, dry. Sun will come out, start some melting. It's certainly on the road, so driving conditions will improve rapidly here for the rest of the day. But temperature, though, only in the 30s. It's going to be cold today. Where's this global warming when I need it?
Joe, you didn't bet, Joe. And you're feeling good after your half marathon there, man?
I'm a little less sore and stiff today. I might actually try to do a very short little jog tomorrow. Very short and very easy.
Oh, my gosh. Because you ran, 13 miles just on Saturday?
Yeah, I might do like a mile or two tomorrow, and that's it.
God, Joe, you're a monster. I swear to goodness. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Appreciate it very much. There's Joey Lumberg right there. And, you know, coming up, Colonel Douglas McGregor. You don't want to miss Colonel Douglas McGregor on the Piscopo Show, retired U.S. Army colonel, combat veteran, author of 5 books, including Margin of Victory. We're going to talk about America's relationship with Saudi Arabia. Michael Goodwin wrote a spectacular piece on Donald Trump, and we're going to talk to the great Michael Goodwin coming up, and Kim Strassel as well from the Wall Street Journal. She has a book called Resistance. Joe Piscopo on the radio, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
34 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. City council members expected to question Department of Environmental Protection officials today over the sewage backup in South Ozone Park, Queens. There's a hearing on the matter scheduled this morning at City Hall. Many residents gathered at a community town hall in Queens this week complaining of the awful smells and damage from sewage that backed up into their homes earlier this month. City says it still has to figure out the cause before reimbursing more than 100 residents, but are urging them to file a claim. Just like there's an app for about everything, same goes for candles. The latest will have your entire home smelling like cheese, Frank Morano. Qdoba is out with its queso-scented candle for the holidays. The neon orange candle meant to smell like the Mexican restaurant's own queso made of cheddar, American, and Monterey Jack cheeses. Stocking stuffer goes for $10 on the company's website.